While playing in the big game is nothing new for the Patriots, being able to place legal bets on the game is something new for fans in this area. That's because sports betting is now allowed in Rhode Island. WBUR's Steve Brown checked it out.
Several dozen people lined up outside the Sportsbook Bar and Grill at the Twin River Casino in Lincoln. They were patiently waiting for the doors to open at 11 a.m. It's one of only two locations in New England where sports betting is legal. The other is a co-owned casino in Tiverton, just over the state line from Fall River. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled last year that a federal ban on sports betting was unconstitutional. Other states, including Massachusetts, are now contemplating getting into the sports betting game. But Rhode Island got a jump start on its neighbors, opening the sports book in late November. At Twin River, a steady stream of people, mostly middle-aged to older men, queued up for their turn at one of the four windows where bets on the Super Bowl and many other sporting events were being accepted.
This becomes the world's biggest indoor tailgate party, and it's filled with people who love sports, and that's exactly what we wanted the space to do.
Craig Skoulos is the vice president and general manager of Twin River. He shows off the 3,600-square-foot area created just last year for gamblers to try their luck picking winners.
So as you first enter into the sports book, what I think is most captivating right away are the number of televisions. There are televisions on virtually every square inch of the wall that we could find space. We are constantly showing as many sports as possible with all of the proper sports packages. Those are dedicated to Major League Baseball or the NFL, NBA.
While waiting to get to the window, bettors can check the latest odds before laying their money down.
Every wager here is assigned a number. So a guest simply can stand, have their wager sort of formulated as they get to the ticket writer. They would simply say, bet $525, $100 on the spread. And the ticket writer punches that into the system, and like magic, the ticket appears. Then the fun starts.
Even though the wagers are 100% legal, none of the people placing bets were willing to have their transaction recorded for this story. Casino policy forbids reporters from interviewing guests on the Twin River property. And while some will win and some will lose, the state of Rhode Island is sharing in the take. Revenues from the combined sports books in Lincoln and Tiverton netted over $1 million in just a little over a month after opening, with the state's take being roughly $500,000. Rhode Island Senate President Dominic Ruggiero says legalized sports betting is good for the state.
Obviously, we're looking to capture that money, that illegal money that might be going offshore, might be going into someone's pocket locally. And obviously, we have a number of needs, roads, bridges, education, that we can use the money for. So I think it's a good opportunity for the state to generate some revenue.
And Rhode Island is not stopping its sports books at the casinos. Ruggiero supports a bill that would allow the creation of a smartphone app that would allow fans to place bets in the palms of their hands.
I think that would be a convenience for the gaming public, where they won't have to go up there, stand in line for an extended period of time. They could phone it in from their couch if they're in Cranston, Rhode Island, or wherever, but it has to be in the locale of Rhode Island.
Providence Journal sports writer Kevin McNamara has been watching the rollout of sports betting in Rhode Island and says while it's gotten off to a solid start, the initial numbers aren't as strong as originally projected. But with the Patriots in the big game, business is brisk.
The Super Bowl is obviously the most bet event in sports. Either it's an office pool or if it's with a bookie or if it's now you can do it legally at Twin River and probably do it with a little, you can be much more creative with prop bets and everything else that I'm sure the state is offering.
Back in the Sportsbook Bar and Grill, Twin River's GM Skoulos realizes that some of his guests may be torn.
When the Patriots are in, this is no longer a sporting event, it's a cultural event. What's, I think, most captivating to us is the game between my heart as a Patriots fan and my wallet. I want to make money. And you can see that going back and forth. I think there are people standing in line today in a turmoil. Do I bet on the team I love, or do I try to bet against them and make some money? But it's been a very strong showing for the Patriots so far.
And many of those bettors hope to be standing in line again on Monday to collect their winnings. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.